There's a ceasefire in Nigeria, but is it the real deal? How do English, a learning community, and the gospel come together? And give from your heart on Valentine's Day. These stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. After 3 years of incessant attacks on churches and other public places, Nigeria's Boko Haram has called a truce. The price of the ceasefire? Free imprisoned members and rebuild a sacred mosque. Voice of the Martyr spokesman Todd Nuttleton says,
"It is hard to imagine that the Nigerian government would allow that to happen."
For its part, the embattled Nigerian government is taking a wait-and-see approach.
"If there are no new incidents, if there are no attacks, if there are no church bombings for the next 30 days, then we'll know they're serious, and then we can move forward."
However, since the truce was announced 17 days ago, 12 people have been murdered. While it may not have been Boko Haram, the violence is certainly a setback.
"One of the impacts of the violence has been that a lot of Christians have left the area. They simply have said, we don't have a future here, and so there has been that. When you talk about outreach, obviously it complicates things, even simply to have someone come and visit your church."
Meanwhile, the UN reports Guatemala has the fourth highest rate of chronic child malnutrition in the world. Couple that with children with special needs, and you can see the problem. They need help. Orphans Heart is helping a Guatemalan foundation establish a place that will meet needs physically and spiritually. Speaking from northern Guatemala, Ron Gunter says,
"We're talking about the possibility of building a rehab center here that can be used to help care for the children and their needs."
Lazaro Garcia is with the foundation Nuevo Pacto.
"We have a plan to build a building for special needs children, and it's our desire that it will be accomplished, and hopefully our vision will be expanded to where other parts of the country, since most of these people don't have any help."
According to Gunter, there are approximately 100 poor families in the region, 60 special needs children. Construction is slated to begin in August. Your financial support can make it happen. This is Mission Network News. The decadence of Carnival has given way to the thoughtfulness of Lent now. That's especially true in Haiti, where Carnival celebrations were punctuated with voodoo and witchcraft. Baptist Haiti Missions team says they're using this time of preparation to share about Jesus Christ through youth camps, vacation Bible school, and spiritual retreats. They're watching the gospel transform, too. Want in on the conversation? Join us at missionnetworknews.org. Next, missionaries in Europe are using teaching English as a way to share their faith. Many want to learn to do it better and get credit for it at the same time. Cornerstone University is taking that training to them by offering a master's in TESOL. Division Chair of Humanities Michael Pasquale says,
"What we found was a real need for training, for helping teachers, missionary teachers, do this effectively. And so we're really happy to provide a chance for residency in Prague for students wanting to complete their MA in TESOL."
The Prague program provides students with an opportunity to learn, but in the context of where they live, Europe.
"One of the positives about a program is that we are able to network people together. So it's not just students learning from professors of Cornerstone, but learning from each other and in a learning community."
There are still openings. March 1st is the deadline. Pray many students will join the program. You can sign up through a link at our website. And while hearts are a symbol of love today, some kids in impoverished countries need help with theirs. That's why Food for the Hungry needs you. Could you help fund their special heart fund? It's a special fund to help FH-sponsored kids get the emergency heart surgery they need to survive. So far, 5 surgeries have been funded, but the need is greater. Your support helps physically, but also spiritually. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.